From Nurture the Creative Mind and KUER, I'm Chloe McGregor. Hear me now. My father died on October 11th, 2004, when I was 3 years old. I don't have any memory of him, nor did I have a clear idea of how he died. I only knew that he was in the entertainment industry, he was gay, and that my mom and dad were divorced before he died. It was hard for me to understand the full story due to my age, but now that I'm older, I'm curious. No one knew my dad better than my mom did, so I asked my mother, Catherine McGregor, about the story of how he died.
When Daddy and I first met, he had been hired as a choreographer. The owner of the studio couldn't dance like Daddy. He was amazing. And so he hired him for his top group to choreograph this certain number. And then it just worked out that Daddy ended up buying the studio from him. And so we owned it together and we taught kids. I was more on the music side of things and teaching the little kids, because you know me, I'm not a dancer. And Daddy taught the big kids to sing and dance, and we took them to Nashville and on cruise ships and to Disneyland and Disney World, and they performed all over, everywhere. And it was a great experience. And a lot of those students have grown up to teach and perform all over the world, and it's kind of great. I feel like Daddy's everywhere in those people.
How did Dad die?
Daddy died of AIDS. And we don't normally say that out loud. We have two stories we tell. The one story we tell is partially true. He was very ill and hadn't yet told us that he had AIDS. And one day he was driving home from Park City, and his fever got so high he became disoriented. He ended up crashing into the retaining wall coming out of the canyon. And then he went to the hospital and later died in the hospital. So when people we don't know say, well, how did your dad die or your husband die? We say he was killed in a car accident. But really what killed him was a pulmonary embolism, which was a result of the AIDS. That's what killed him. I remember him coming to the house and he had marks on his neck, lesions, and I said, what's, you know, I had a cough, this chronic cough, and I'm like, what's up with you? What's going on? And he's like, oh, you know, I had pneumonia, I just haven't been feeling good. But I knew, but I didn't want to say, you got this, AIDS, you know. I wanted him to tell me. He hadn't even come out really to me yet.
So you said coming out. What do you mean by that?
Coming out as a homosexual. He never did. I just made assumptions. You know, there was a man that he met. We had the studio, but at times we didn't always make enough money. And so he got a second job, and there was a guy there that he spent a lot of time with. And I just kind of put it together, you know. And there was a time I did kind of hint, hoping that maybe he would kind of say, yeah, you know. But he never did.
Do you think after, like, the divorce and everything, do you think he was still happy and, like, happy with the guy, even though?
You know, we missed each other. We loved each other. That's why we had an open-door policy. You know, he could come in and, you know, at 8:30 when you guys were going to bed and read you guys a story and leave, and that was okay. He was welcome at our home all the time. And, you know, whenever I was sad or had a problem, he was the first person I called, and I was there for him. So I do think he missed we missed being around each other all the time, living together, having the fun together. But it's hard when, you know, you're just not on the same page in other areas.
When he was married to you, what do you think was going through his head? Do you think he knew that he was gay at the time, or?
Yeah, you know, we were Mormons. There's a lot of pressure to, you know, go on the mission and have a family. And I think he was just trying to be the man that his parents raised him up to be. And, you know, bless him. That had to be hard. It had to be hard. I'm just glad I got to know him and to be a part of his life, because he's such an incredible person. You know, Dad didn't die alone. He had love in his life when he passed, and he had us that loved him, and I think it all worked out. It's sad that he's not here, but I'm grateful for what he left us with, and the memories and all that he was.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm Chloe McGregor. This is Hear Me Now.